True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
When you first got into the league, I don't know if you knew what the journey was going to look like, or you know, you're young, and you know, let's start. You started in the East Coast League. I mean, when you went down there, what kind of things did you learn down there? Did you know in your mind how long it might take, or what were you thinking when you first got started?
I think coming into pro, I didn't really know what it was like. You know, I'm coming after playing 4 years junior, so. You don't really know what it's all about. So I think my first couple of years, I learned a lot in a sense of how things operate on a day-to-day. And, you know, I think something that really helped me was once I realized that you can't be looking too far down the road and wondering where you want to be in a year or next year or whatever it may be. So just kind of playing where my feet were at was something that I realized. Took me a little bit to realize it, I think, after my first couple of years pro. But realizing that, I think, was one of the most important things that I learned.
Did you ever get impatient, thinking, come on, this has to go faster?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's a little bit what I'm referring to in the first couple of years. I think, like, when I was in the East Coast, I was just wanted to be in the AHL and take that next step. And I think once I realized that if I take care of where I'm at, and then everything will kind of work into place like that. So, yeah, there was definitely a little bit of that. But at the same time, once I realized to just play where my feet were at, it helped me a lot.
Did you, when camp started this year, however, did you have in your mind, hey, they've got Bennington and Hofer, did you kind of think this kind of opportunity might happen?
Yeah, I mean, you never know what can happen. I think I was just taking it kind of day by day at camp. Trying to improve myself and my game. And when I went into St. Louis, just kind of focused on the day-to-day things and the details of my game. I think you can often kind of get caught looking down the road, like, okay, if this happens or if that happens, and then you spend a lot of time, you know, wasting an opportunity that you have in front of you. So, yeah, I just tried to kind of live it day by day.
What are the differences between when you went from the East Coast League to the AHL? Is it a big difference?
Yeah, I think the speed, the structure, you know, the intensity of games, it's the same when you come up here. Like, obviously, guys are a lot bigger, stronger, faster, and, you know, really tenacious around the net and able to tip pucks. And I think everything's just elevated here, and it was kind of the same transition from the East Coast League to the American.
You have a string of games here now in the NHL. I know you probably had strings of games in the East Coast and in the AHL. How do those experiences help you now getting a run of games up here?
I think it's just about a reset after every game. Like I was kind of saying, you don't really look too far ahead, and you know what happened here in the last few games. So for me, just kind of focus on my game and the day-to-day stuff, and you know, not look too far ahead. Obviously, you can learn from your experiences and in the games that I've played so far, but just taking it day by day again.
How did you develop your puck skills? I mean, the way you played the puck is something a lot of guys in this room have talked about since you got here.
Yeah, I think just ever since I was young, you know, my goalie coach back home, Scotty Guthrow, was really helpful in that sense. We've been working on it, you know, since I started working with him many years ago. So I always liked stick handling, even when I was younger, just playing player and doing stuff like that. So I think that, you know, in turn kind of helped me now.
How have your defensemen gotten used to that? I mean, because you're basically starting the breakout a little bit sometimes. Have they gotten used to it rather quickly? Because that's different than maybe what Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen does or maybe what Lyon does. You're all different. So are they used to it now? Did it take them a while to get used to that?
That might be a question for them, but I think, like, we've been breaking out well. Like, I had a few conversations with everybody about, you know, what they kind of expect and what they look for. And any time that I can, you know, help us break out or save them from getting hit and you know, feeling that wear and tear, it's benefit for both sides.
Being around Joe Hofer help at all, too? Just seeing the way he handles the puck, do you learn anything from him?
Yeah, him and Ben are both really good puck handlers. You know, and seeing the way they do it, and it's a big part of both of their games. And just working with the people that I have in St. Louis, too, they've helped me kind of take it to the next level and just kind of keep working on it. But definitely learning and watching them doing it.
Yeah. Sure. Who ingrained your work ethic in you? Everyone talks about your work ethic. Like, just, I guess, where does it come from? Just your parents? Or where?
Yeah, I think, you know, growing up, my parents really instilled you got to work hard and you know, you earn what you put in. So, you know, they're both extremely hard workers, whether it's, you know, in their profession or, you know, taking me, my brother, and my sister around the ranks or volleyball, whatever it may be. They were, we didn't really miss much, and they did all their best. So, to take us to everything. So, you know, just seeing that growing up and how hard they've worked kind of makes it easy for me. I'm playing a game, so.
When you're going to play a game, do you study their shooters at all, or is it more I'm there to play my game and I'm going to play my game?
A little bit of both. I think playing my game is important and focusing on what, you know, I do daily, but at the same time knowing kind of the handness of their guys, and you know, if there's two righties and a lefty or three lefties coming in, you're kind of able to know where, if there's one timers or quick shots in the bumper coming, just kind of taking notes about that pregame, and I think that definitely helps for sure.
There's more of that at this level, though, I'm sure. I mean, obviously, when you play Edmonton, you know to be ready for McDavid and Draisaitl, but you probably study the lineup quite significantly, I would assume, compared to the minor leagues, don't you?
That's something that I kind of started doing in the last year or two, you know, the American League, too, and just kind of knowing what I'm working with, who I'm working against, and you know, like I said, knowing the handness of each player and their top guys especially, and kind of maybe a little bit of their tendencies as well. All that information I like to kind of get leading up to the game and makes the reads a little bit easier.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.